It's hard. It's really your call.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Never ends. So, I was working on your file. I don't want you to feel you guys like you're on the breeze. Here's what I got. Here's just kind of the feedback that I'm getting, and I know quite a bit about this process, so I'm not like going to the credit department and supplicating for an answer. The first thing is, one of the most important things they're looking at is the negative days. So right now, I am unable to get you an approval for our refinance program. However, it's not something that I want to drop the ball on. The question I was going to ask you is, how does your October look so far in terms of your bank statements? Are there any overdrafts or NSFs?
Yeah, probably. Hold on. Well, yeah, but we had a tax levy come in on one of our accounts. And I'm in the middle of fighting the tax levy right now because they have a payment that they didn't show as having cleared, but it cleared last year. And so okay. I just talked to the guy today. It was a $7,500 tax levy. So that put me into over $300 in overdrafts in one day. But we got the bank to refund some of those, almost okay. all of them. But I don't know if that's going to net out on the bank statement or not net out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't think it will.
Okay. Here's what I think the best course of action is, and hopefully you appreciate, you know, my opinion and what I have to say, although I'm not here to push anyone. Mm. I'm not going to give you – I don't want to be the guy that does the fourth position loan. There's no benefit to that program. Here's what I think needs to happen on your business. You guys have great cash flow. You guys can easily borrow up to $120,000 based on the revenues you have. The stacks are making it difficult. So, and it's a loaded question. If you guys can cope with me following up with you at the first of every month, it might be November 1st, it might be December 1st, there are a lot of great refinance options. That is a better course than me giving you one of these really nasty short-term loans. Mm-hmm. And if that's something where you can kind of keep, you know, what am I looking for to give you guys and what is underwriter going to see? There's no guarantees, but if they see no NSS and no overdrafts, that gives you a lot of great options. If they see NSS and overdrafts, they give few options.
Yeah.
So that would be my focus. And the cool thing is this. It's almost the mid of October. So there's nothing to preclude me from following up with you on November 1st. And worst case scenario, December 1st. And I think you've got a lot of good options and your balances will naturally come down. So I think you just might be between a month and a half away from getting a really good refi option. And I wanted to run that by you.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I don't have a choice, right?
Well...
Really, you know, there's not much I can do. I just have to, and I'm just going to have to survive and, you know, try to figure out how I'm going to pay my sales tax and my rent because of this stupid Amex thing that didn't come through. You know what I mean? So I can't reapply for the Amex advance until April of next year. So I've been on the phone with the you know, state tax departments and everything going, throw me a bone, guys. You know, I've opened up a second checking account so I can start escrowing my sales tax so that this doesn't happen again. And, you know, but it's just coming up with the extra cash flow. And that's the hard part is, you know, I'm just going to have to figure out how to squeak by in the next month and tell myself I can do it because, you know, I can't be late with my rent. I can't be late with my sales tax. I can't be late with anything. So, you know,
No, I understand. Look, and there's one other program I'm exploring. You might get some letters in the mail, but the most you're going to see is two anchor credit inquiries. Like I said, I'm not going to shop your deal over town. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for one of our programs to get back to us. It's a very complex program, and I pushed a little back, and I might get a yes tomorrow, but I don't want to delay anything, so you're going to get a call from me tomorrow, and if I can make that happen, great. If not, I'm just telling you the truth. You're a month and a half away, and I hope
that's... But that's a month to a month and a half away, that meaning that, you know, I can't have a single overdraft in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, Jenna.
Believe me, I don't want to have one.
Yeah. I think the standard thing that someone's going to give you is they're going to give you a forced position loan. It will not help your business. It will create... Because here's a challenge.
Well, I don't want that then.
Correct.
Well, I don't want it.
Because what's happening is the biggest fear for underwriters is they are afraid if they pay off these loans, especially these overdrafts, the second it's going to be paid off, someone's going to come and stack right on top of them. That's the biggest fear right now. So my idea is, look, you're at 60K in balances. Over the next month and a half, I do believe there's alternatives. I'm going to still fight, and like I said, the most you're going to see is two credit inquiries, But at the same time, I do believe that within, if it doesn't work out tomorrow, within a month and a half, there are potentially a lot more avenues to A, lower your payment and get you guys on better terms. But I'm going to follow up with you guys religiously.
Okay, that sounds good.
But you're going to call for me tomorrow. I'm still trying to fight this, so you're not out of the count yet. I'm just going to let you know what I can obtain here, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
Cool, thanks a ton.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
You got it. Bye-bye.